What if I told you the secret to anti-gravity, the kind of stuff that turns sci-fi into real life, might already be out there? Not in some alien mothership, but right here on Earth, tucked away in a secured bunker so deep and secret that Area 51 would feel jealous. Crazy, right? Well, maybe. But when you start connecting the dots, from UFO sightings and shadowy military budgets, to whatever the heck crashed in Roswell, it all starts to feel a lot less tinfoil hat and a lot more, what are they hiding? Today we're jumping straight into the plot's deep end. Thomas Townsend Brown's anti-gravity wizardry didn't just disappear. It got tangled up in top secret projects, strange aircraft, and enough government hush-hush to make you question everything you thought you knew. So strap in, because this isn't just a story about bending gravity. It's about flipping your reality upside down. In our other video on anti-gravity, we talked about Thomas Townsend Brown, a guy who didn't just daydream about rewriting the rules of gravity, but actually started figuring out how to do it. I've placed a link below in the comments for that video if you want to watch it. His experiments with electrogravitics weren't just some wild, half-baked ideas. We're talking real devices, real movement, and real breakthroughs that could have rewritten the laws of physics. But instead of parades and medals, his discoveries got stuffed into secured projects, locked up tighter than a drum, and hidden behind more red tape than your local DMV. Oh, and remember those mysterious triangular craft people keep spotting? Or the endless buzz about Roswell? Turns out Brown's work might have some eyebrow-raising connections to those. It's like peeling back the corner of a very juicy, very secretive mystery. A mix of innovation, mystery, and a whole lot of secrecy overshadowing discovery. But hold on to your coffee mug, because we're taking this to the next level. Today we're pulling back the curtain even more. We're diving into how Brown's science got tangled up in covert military projects and some pretty wild theories about how human tech took some massive, almost too good to be true leaps forward. Could today's stealth technology, or even those weird unexplained things zipping around in the sky, have roots in the experiments from Brown's garage? And hey, if you're sitting there thinking, this sounds a little too out there for me, good. A little skepticism is healthy. We're not here to tell you what to believe, but some questions just won't go away, no matter how deeply they're buried. So let's dive headfirst into the shadows, chase the trail of anti-gravity secrets, and let's just see how wild this ride can get. By the time Brown's work vanished into the black hole of secured projects, the groundwork for a tale that could outweird any sci-fi blockbuster was already in place. Black projects and secret government labs weren't new concepts, but Brown's technology brought a fresh twist, the tantalizing prospect of flipping gravity the bird. And just when things couldn't get more bizarre, boom, Roswell. The 1947 crash at Roswell wasn't just the moment America became obsessed with UFOs. It was the event that poured jet fuel on mysterious theories about reverse engineering alien tech. The official story? A weather balloon. Sure. Because weather balloons are known for leaving behind strange metallic debris that bends but doesn't break. Hieroglyphic-looking symbols etched into alloys and, oh yeah, alleged non-human bodies. Right. Meanwhile, behind closed doors, the government wasn't laughing. That wreckage wasn't getting tossed in the trash. It was getting dissected. Rumor has it, materials from Roswell were quietly shipped off to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, home of all things spooky and secured, where teams of engineers and physicists poked, prodded, and tried to figure out how this alien stuff worked. And then, suddenly, human technology started advancing like it had a rocket strapped to its back. Coincidence? Maybe, but I don't believe in coincidences. Let's take a closer look. In the early 1940s, computers were the size of entire rooms. They were noisy, clunky, and could barely do basic math without throwing a tantrum. Fast forward a couple of decades, and by 1958, we had the first integrated circuit, the microchip. By the 1970s, personal computers were making their way into homes. And today, the smartphone in your pocket has more computing power than the room-sized ENIAC that helped win World War II. That's not a gradual climb. That's a straight-up warp jump. And it gets even wilder. In the 1950s, IBM was rolling out mainframe computers that revolutionized business. 2 decades later, pocket calculators were in classrooms. Another 10 years, and we had laptops. Now, we're looking at quantum computing, machines so advanced, they make yesterday's tech look like toys. How did we go from struggling with punch cards to creating microchips with billions of transistors in something the size of your fingernail? And by the way, for those of you too young to understand what a punch card was, that's something that you would use to clock in to work. Literally a piece of postcard that you would punch in and out of this archaic machine that punched in your start time and punched out when you left from work. It was truly archaic. Mainstream science chalks it up to hard work and incremental progress. Okay, but when you step back and look at the timeline, that explanation starts to sound about as plausible as the weather balloon story. So was all this rapid advancement just human ingenuity hitting its stride? Or did we have a little help? Maybe from technology pulled out of a New Mexico desert in 1947. Either way, the pace of progress sure feels like it had a turbo boost.
Oh yeah, because humans totally went from vacuum tubes to pocket-sized supercomputers in, what, the time it takes to order a pizza? Sure, let's just credit hard work. Give me a break. It's like handing a caveman a Lamborghini and expecting him to invent Wi-Fi. If you're telling me this is just incremental progress, then I've got some oceanfront property on the moon to sell you.
The idea that we've been reverse engineering alien technology isn't just some tinfoil hat fantasy. It's a puzzle piece that, annoyingly, fits a little too well. If the stories are true, the materials allegedly recovered from Roswell and other mysterious crash sites weren't just futuristic. They were downright otherworldly. Think about it. Memory metal that bends, twists, and pops back into its original shape like it's got a mind of its own. Superconductors that laugh in the face of resistance, even at room temperature. And alloys so strong, so light, and so insanely advanced that our top scientists had to create an entirely new field of study just to figure out where to start. And here's the kicker. Not the phrase, but the concept. These discoveries didn't just tweak a few existing industries. They overhauled the whole game. Think about all the tech leaps we've seen. The super durable materials in aerospace. The whisper quiet motors in your electric car. Those advancements didn't come from nowhere. If even a fraction of the rumors are true, Roswell wasn't just a crash. It was a cosmic delivery of tech that has shaped our world in ways most people don't even realize. There's an enduring mystery surrounding the intersection of groundbreaking technology and secrecy. Stories circulate about individuals within high-level military or intelligence roles, those with access to secured research and programs who hint at the existence of technologies far beyond what the public is told. These tales often feature a common thread: advanced propulsion systems potentially leveraging the elusive concept of anti-gravity, being quietly developed and tested in shadowy corners of the aerospace world. Imagine a hypothetical scenario. A decorated professional, deeply entrenched in covert projects, begins to piece together a puzzle that defies conventional understanding. They document what they've learned, claims of advanced aircraft that operate without traditional fuel, propulsion systems that enable silent, high-speed movement, and platforms capable of carrying unprecedented payloads. In their account, these technologies aren't theoretical. They're operational right now and being deployed under the radar, raising questions about their implications and the future of human innovation. Such hypothetical accounts, though unverified, pose fascinating questions. If even a fraction of these claims is true, how might these technologies reshape our world? Could they revolutionize transportation, energy, and even our understanding of physics? And if so, why are they hidden behind layers of secured secrecy? These questions force us to confront the delicate balance between the need for security and the ethical obligation to share advancements that could benefit humanity as a whole. This storyline is not about proving or disproving such claims, but about exploring the broader implications of a world where the boundaries of science are being pushed in ways we can only begin to imagine. Whether these stories are fragments of truth, creative speculation, or a mix of both, they invite us to remain curious and open-minded, ready to question what we know and consider what might lie just beyond our grasp. From whispers about secret black project labs to those eerie sightings of triangular crafts zipping silently across the night sky, the tale of anti-gravity propulsion reads like a sci-fi thriller. But let's hit the brakes for a second. How much of this is actually true? How much of it can we back up with facts? And how much just dissolves into shadowy rumors and wild speculation? Here's what we know. The Biefeld-Brown effect is absolutely real. This isn't pseudoscience cooked up by someone wearing an aluminum hat. It's legit physics. You apply an electrical charge to certain materials, and boom, things start moving. It's been replicated in labs more times than we've hit snooze on a Monday morning. The debate isn't about whether the effect exists. It's about whether it can be cranked up to full-on anti-gravity propulsion. Skeptics argue it's more about ionic wind, a fancy way of saying it's just air particles pushing stuff around, than about bending gravity itself. But if that's true, why did the US military throw so much money and brain power at studying it? They don't usually toss cash at dead ends. Speaking of the military, let's talk about their not-so-secret obsession with electrogravitics. Declassified documents from the 1950s straight up show they were seriously interested in what this tech could do. Ever heard of Project Winterhaven? It wasn't a bedtime story. The plan was to create aircraft that could silently zip through the air at ridiculous speeds using electrogravitic systems. Even now, the usual suspects, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, are rumored to still be poking around with this kind of tech, dropping just enough breadcrumbs to keep the speculation theorists busy. And now for the juicy part. Let's look at these UFO sightings, specifically the triangular ones. Starting in the 1980s and 1990s, people were spotting these silent hovering craft pulling off maneuvers that would make your average fighter jet cry in the hangar. Remember the Belgian Wave? Or the Phoenix Lights? These weren't blips on the radar. They were massive, undeniable events with thousands of witnesses. Mainstream explanations? Oh, they'll tell you it was advanced stealth aircraft like the B-2 Spirit. But here's the problem. Those crafts can't move the way these triangles did. It's like explaining a Ferrari by pointing at a tricycle. Could these sightings be linked to Brown's early work? Maybe. Could they be the result of Black Project Tech that took his electrogravitics theory and ran with him? That's where things get murky. It's speculation, sure, but it's speculation built on decades of research, public documents, and credible eyewitness accounts. In other words, it's not a mystery. It's a story waiting for its smoking gun. All right, let's talk about what we can attempt to evaluate. So calling anything debunked here feels as naive as believing your phone isn't spying on you. The truth is, when governments and shadowy organizations guard secrets tighter than a dragon hoarding gold, we're playing this game blindfolded with one hand tied behind our backs. How are we supposed to rule out theories when the people holding the receipts refuse to show them? It's that very secrecy that keeps these so-called tinfoil theories alive and thriving. Take the idea that Brown's experiments directly birthed functioning anti-gravity craft. Based on what the public can access, it's straight up unprovable. Yeah, there are patterns and connections, dots that seem to trace the outline of modern Black Project aircraft like the mysterious TR-3B. But concrete proof? That's still locked up in secured vaults somewhere. And until someone leaks the good stuff, all we've got are shadows and whispers. And then there's the alien technology angle. Oh, it's juicy, no doubt about it. But as much as we want to connect Roswell and similar incidents to anti-gravity propulsion research, all we've got are circumstantial evidence and testimony from people who swear they saw things that can't be explained. Is it enough to draw a straight line? Not yet. It's the kind of thing that keeps you up at night, though, because if there's even a sliver of truth to it, it changes everything. Here's where we hit a wall. Objectivity. It's only as good as the people holding the answers. And let's face it, if they were being honest and transparent, we wouldn't be here scratching our heads. When the truth is buried under layers of top secret stamps and bureaucratic smirks, can anyone really claim to debunk these theories? Of course not. The whole concept of debunking relies on having access to the full picture. And let's just say our access is limited. So yeah, speculation isn't just inevitable, it's essential. When you're denied the truth, you fill in the blanks. And sometimes, those blanks paint a picture that's way more plausible than the sanitized official version. After all, if there's nothing to hide, why are they working so hard to keep it hidden?
Tightly hidden. More like locked in a vault guarded by laser sharks. Let's be honest. If they've cracked the code on anti-gravity tech, the only way we're hearing about it is if one of those TR-3Bs crash lands in Times Square during rush hour. And even then, they'll probably call it a hologram and roll out some trust us nonsense. Yeah, sure, we trust you like I trust a fart in zero G.
Here's the bottom line. We can prove the physics. We can trace the research. We can even identify the triangular shadows flickering across the skies. But no, we can't conclusively link Brown's work to anti-gravity craft or alien technology. But let's not pretend that dismissing these ideas outright does justice to the truth. Because in a world of deliberate obfuscation, it's the secrets, not the speculation, that should face the real scrutiny. What still hangs in the air, heavy, uncomfortable, and unanswered is this. What have the people in power actually done with this knowledge? And what are they still hiding behind their layers of secured red tape? Because if these technologies exist, they're not just rewriting the history books. They are actively reshaping the trajectory of our future. Because if these technologies are real, they're not just rewriting history. They're hijacking our future. And I don't know about you, but my future isn't a plaything for the shadows to control. It's mine and mine alone to control and shape. Thomas Townsend Brown's story isn't just about science. It's a reality check. A big flashing neon sign pointing at humanity's knack for mixing brilliance with a heaping dose of fear and greed. His life shows us the clash between ambition and progress on one side and secrecy and control on the other. It's not just the secured stamp on his work that raises eyebrows. It's knowing that the very people we trust to protect and lead us are often the same ones locking away the discoveries that could change everything. Let's be real. If anti-gravity propulsion is even remotely real, and there's enough smoke here to suggest there's a fire, Why the secrecy? Imagine a world where we're no longer tied down by gravity or choking on fossil fuels. A world where energy and motion aren't limited by resources we're constantly fighting over. Now imagine someone in power looking at that potential and saying, nah, not for you. That's not about protecting the world. It's about hoarding power and control, plain and simple. Brown's legacy isn't just a scientific challenge, it's a call to action. We can't rely on the gatekeepers of knowledge to shape our future. That responsibility is ours. It's up to us to question the stories we're told, to dig deeper, and to think critically. Curiosity isn't just a trait, it's a tool and perhaps the most powerful one we have. So here's the takeaway. The progress of humanity isn't about waiting for permission. It's about daring to ask the questions no one else dares to ask. And if we've learned anything from Brown, it's that the greatest discoveries don't just reshape the world. They remind us of what we're capable of when we refuse to settle for less than the truth. Thanks for sticking around and taking this wild ride with me today. I'm Ralph, that's Wendell, yeah, the sarcastic one, and you've just wrapped up another fascinating adventure on The Divergent Files. If you laughed, learned, or just didn't hate it, do me a favor, hit subscribe, share this video, and tap all the buttons that make the algorithm gods happy. Seriously, the big channels get all the attention, and us little guys are basically running on just your clicks and goodwill. Here's the thing, you're not just some viewer scrolling through videos. You're the secret sauce that makes this channel what it is. Your curiosity, your wild what-if scenarios, and even your wacky theories fuel everything we do. So, what do you think about today's file? Do you have a theory? A topic you want me to tackle? Hit up the comments, I actually read them all. And who knows, your idea might just inspire the next video. Finally, please consider going the extra mile and joining the Divergent Files crew over on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, less than a Starbucks latte, you'll get some pretty cool exclusive perks. And let's be honest, you'll also be keeping the lights on around here. Think of it as your good deed for the month. Here's what I want you to remember. This channel isn't just about making videos. It's about digging into stories they'd rather keep buried, asking the questions no one else wants to touch, and turning over every stone they'd prefer stay put. You are the core of this journey. Your curiosity keeps this engine running, and I can't wait to explore the next mystery with you. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and remember, you are truly appreciated.
Oh, and keep those wild theories coming. I live for them. The crazier, the better. See you next time. Or not. Who knows?